Blog Talk Radio.
Move up coming up? Yeah, man. Yeah. Bright idea. No, 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 no. The genius again. We. Shall overcome. Shall overcome. Must overcome. We. Must overcome. So me a pray to Jah overcome. Me pray to my God that they hear. Time. From the friend that said they love me when me know them lying. I pray for the gun and use for time and know them crying. Babylon, I shoot you down and them I tell me a lie. I pray.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Conscious Conversation. I am one of your hosts, the Jada J, and also my wonderful, wonderful best friend, Roz. What's going on, Roz?
Nothing much, Jada J.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Always, always, as always, happy to see and hear when you're on the line. And I see that number call in because I know my co-host with me and I don't have to do this by myself. So I'm definitely thankful for that. real talk. You know how hard it is to hold a discussion for a whole hour? That seems like an eternity. So I'm always thankful that you, you know, we're going to make this successful. Before we get deep into the discussion, I was going to go over some news events and everything, but I decided not to do that. But there's one article that I read today that just blew my mind. And this doesn't have anything to do with what we're going to talk about, but I just wanted to mention it.
Right.
Do you know that Nike has made $21 billion since they signed Kaepernick?
No, I wasn't aware.
Yes.
Since
they signed him, they made $21 billion. You know what that says? There is a lot of money in protesting. That's what it said to me.
Mm-hmm.
I am just baffled by these people have made $21 billion in the what, past 2-3 years? But anyway... Mm-hmm. Today, I really wanted to get into this whole notion of the child support system. I really wanted the conversation to be twofold, but, you know, hopefully the conversation can go the distance. But I wanted to examine the child support system in its entirety from the legal responsibility of both parents. Should women have to pay child support?
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you that. And for all the callers or those who are listening, you can call in at 516-595-8322. That is the guest call-in line. Again, the number is 516-595-8322. And the question is, the first question I wanted to ask is, do you think that women, if the woman is not the custodial parent, should she have to pay also?
I think so.
Because
I think it's her child as well, of course.
Right, right. So you don't think that takes away from the man being a man, like?
No, I think both parents are equally responsible. I don't think that it's a one-sided issue. I think that both apparently made the conscious decision to conceive, and it's their responsibility to do so until that child is self-sufficient or, you know, is able to provide for themselves. Do you share that sentiment?
I do to a degree, and then to another degree I don't. So I'm kind of, my emotions are kind of mixed on that. I do know a few women who have to pay child support, and I'm sometimes in my heart it feels a bit unfair because I'm like, you know, you're a man, just do it. But then too, I sometimes you get in a situation where you do need that help, and she may be off doing whatever she's doing with her money. So, like I said, I'm kind of split on that decision because I just feel like a man should just handle his, you know what I'm saying, and not be looking to that woman for anything outside of emotional support for the child.
It's not just his. It's not just his.
Yeah, but the responsibility to provide is his and not hers. I think that she should be there for her child or children emotionally, absolutely. But financially, I'm just feeling like that's the man's responsibility, and you kind of looking a little weak to me to be talking about some of my check. But, I mean, again, you know, I don't know the financial situation of that man or where he may be or how much, you know, may be coming in and out of his house. I just would assume that, you know, a man would take full responsibility of his child.
But just to interject for a moment, you're saying, the man saying, you think that's weak for him to say, where's my check? Well,
yes,
it's a check for the child. It's not his.
Yeah, but you can handle that, though.
Who can handle
that's,
that?
That's, I mean, the man, he can have, this was like 1890. You wouldn't be looking for that woman to, you know, help you if you had full custody of the child. I'm just saying, you know, men should be men. You go out there and provide shelter. You do what you got to do, bro. I don't like a man having his hand stuck out. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. It takes away from your manliness to me. But again, if you're in a situation financially where you're just really hurting and you need that help, then, and it depends on how many children you have too. You know, I can't, that's what I'm saying. I'm kind of mixed on that. But in my heart, I feel like a man should just suck that up and go do what he got to do. You know, I'm a woman, and I had to suck it up. I didn't have to, but I did. I didn't want that. I didn't want his child support. You understand me?
That's where, you know, a lot of what I'm saying, I know very many independent women who have not asked a man for a dime. But
that would be neat.
At the end of the day, the women rose to the occasion. So
that's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So as a man, why wouldn't you just rise to the occasion?
But you posed the question, is it okay for a woman to pay? So
yeah,
I don't
see.
Pay? It's her child too.
Yeah, but I understand it's her child. But ultimately, the financial responsibility should lay on the man to provide for his children, period. And if the child is in your possession and the child is in your home and you're looking for this sister to drop a check off, man, I'm just not feeling that. But, I mean, again, you know, I guess that's why we have these type of conversations, because I just don't understand. And again, I'm not in that situation financially to be able to say that. I can only speak for myself and the one child that I had and how it made me feel to have someone stand in judgment over me and this man and this other person, make this man take care of what we created. For me, that was a violation and an insult. This man got to make you take care of ours? What's yours? Man, get out of here. You can keep that. Whatever it is, you can keep that. I'm good. I got me and mine. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I said? That's just from my perspective. But that was an extreme amount of pride. And then I eventually did have to go get my child support. But my daughter, before she turned 18, you know, she was into her hair and her nails and her cell phone, and she wanted our money. And then that's when I went and pursued and got the arrears. And to this day, I have not spent a dollar of his money. This is, you know, I gave my car to the daughter, and she handled it and did whatever she needed to do with her child support. You know what I'm saying? That was not for me. I took care of my responsibility. You know what I'm saying? And whatever money that they, you know, confiscated for him, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is to me. You know what I'm saying? Anybody, if another man has to make you take care of that, what you created, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm not feeling that you can keep all of that. That's coming from a certain level of pride. So as a woman having this type of pride, and I was able to do well enough for me and my daughter But from a man's perspective, and you going to take that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, but, you know, that's just my personal opinion. Like, you know, I get what you're saying, that it should be both their financial obligation, but, you know, that's kind of hard. So let me pose another question, because I've read where from 2000 to 2012, the revenue that was generated from child support went from 21 billion to 31.6 billion. And the question I have is, how much is the state making? Because I know off my little check, they were taking $4. So what was whatever the amount was, which wasn't much, I mean, just, you know, it wasn't much. You know, they took their $4 each time that check was supposed to have been delivered, you know, the fees. But at some point in time, you know, I didn't get it, so I don't know what happened to their fees, if they still took it or whatever. But I want to know how much they're making off collecting the revenue, and can there be a conflict of interest?
A conflict of interest in terms of them receiving funds for something that they're expediting? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I mean, that $4 or whatever it is they're taking, whatever percentage they're taking, that belongs to the child. Why are you taking? Why are you dipping out of that? Why don't they charge an extra fee to the father or whoever the custodian, the other parent is, versus taking it out of the support that's coming? Like, how much are they
making? You know that it's coming. You know that it's coming from the child. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, the state knows that the money that's allocated is for the child, but you're taking a percentage out of each check. You're taking a percentage out of that. You're taking like $4 or $5, $10, whatever the fee, depending on the state, each time as a processing fee. You understand what I'm saying?
I do, but I mean, it has to be processed. Nothing is free.
Well, why can't they charge the father the processing fee and not take it out of the mother's or the other person's income for the child? It's like you're penalizing that child or that mother by taking whatever that percentage is. That's $5 to buy a box of cereal. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, I think a box of cereal is more than $5 today. A combo meal is more than that $5. That's I don't agree with them taking a percentage or anything. If not, you should charge. If the child support payment is $300, then you need to be paying $305. Is what I'm saying. That's your degree. You understand that then, like, after a year, you look at all the cases that they have and then take a percentage. Yeah, they're taking a pretty nice chunk. So I'm not feeling that at all. You know, another point that I wanted to hit on tonight, I wish we had more callers calling in. The number here is 516-595-8322. This is definitely trial and error because I definitely was thinking that Friday night was a good night to discuss because, you know, the vast majority of people between the ages of, I would say, like 35 and, you know, 60 are not in the clubs. But, you know, we'll see. Maybe it was a topic. But it was definitely something that I wanted to discuss because I have a lot of brothers in my life who deal with the system of child support and how it's rigged against the men. Do you think, or have you heard of instances where men felt like the system was rigged against them?
Quite naturally, I have. I mean, I have male friends that are paying into the system, and there are a handful that think that it's unfair, you know, that the woman should be paying, whereas there are others that have no problem with it. They know they made the child, and they rise into the occasion. I don't know. I just... If you don't want to have children, wrap it up. That's the choice.
What happened?
If you don't want children, it's a choice. That is a choice. And with a choice comes responsibility.
But what about the men who are taking care of their responsibility and doing what they're supposed to do as fathers? And I find this to be a lot of men who are really great men or good men and really want to be in their children's life, and they seem to attract these demons. And, you know, they're doing everything they're supposed to do, but the woman or baby mom or whatever you want to call her, the woman is upset because, number one, she can't be with the man anymore, or she uses the child as a weapon, you know. And either the man is forced to stay with her because he wants to try to be in his child's life, or he's fearful that she will put him on the child support as she so often threatens. Or, you know, the guy, he'll have a new woman in his life and have the woman in the car and come by to pick the baby up, and now she upset, so she's going down to the child support. Not because the man's not doing what he needs to do, but because you pissed off.
Out of anger?
Mm-hmm. And spite? Like, who does that, and why do they do that? You know what I'm saying? How do you use your child? Like, the man is doing everything, and I know this personally because this happened to my brother, one of my brothers, you know, doing everything that he's supposed to do, and then you go down there and put the man on child support for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And he's doing what he's supposed to do. I think that's evil, and I think it happens far too often. And it's something because I do believe. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish.
I do think that child support is necessary. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, because I know, you know, especially in our community, you know, there are a lot of men who will leave the home and go take care of another woman and her children and leave their first family just like in the dust. So I do understand the need for it, and I'm not saying that everyone should be as powerful as I was in my situation. But it just burns and boils my blood when I see women who have men who really, really want to and desire to be in their children's life, and you use the system as a weapon or as a tool. It's sad.
Here's my question. In cases like that, do you know her side of the story? The angry woman? Do you know her side? Is this two sides to
there's two sides to every story, but I've been in that situation, and which my first husband, he was doing what he needed to do, and I told him make sure he keep all the receipts. And sure enough, you know, she was upset, and that's because he brought me to pick up the baby, and it was a whole thing. And she put him on child support for no reason. I mean, he was bringing milk, he was buying Pampers, he was giving her money. You know what I'm saying? She had. I mean, I'm just telling you from my. This was like in the early 90s. You know what I'm saying? No, matter of fact, this was in 89. This was in 89. My bad. 89.
Well, you
90.
Know what? I think sometimes when certain situations take place, money is not the end all be all. I mean, we quite naturally we needed to survive, but a lot of times it's more about time being spent and not the dollar. I mean. Mm-hmm. Most of the women I know have provided for their children who are not in marital situations. They have provided, but sometimes they're angry because of the time, the lack of time that has been put in on the male's part. So I don't know, you know, I can't really weigh in on that.
That's a very, very valid point. That's a very valid point because, you know, I have heard it said, if you can't spend any dime, if you can't spend any time, you can spend some dime. But children only understand their language of time.
Children, maybe that's when what they children become, want. Children want the material thing. The children also want that time. They want you to show up at that game. They want you to show up for their dance recital. They need you to show up and show out. So it's not always about the dollar.
That's true. That's very true. I'm glad you brought that point. That is very true. You know, I guess I tend to be a little harder because I have so many brothers whom I love, and I watch them suffer, and I watched this clip of Master P when Master P was going through his Welcome to the Show 228 when Master P was going through his child support. Not too much. How are you, beloved? Thanks for joining the show. When Master P was going through his child support battle with his ex-wife, you know, he was just saying that he's a rich man. You know, he ain't like a little thousandaire. The dude is a millionaire. And he was talking about how unfair the system is and how the system isn't designed for the men, particularly the black man. And all that he went through, he finally did get custody of his children, but the wringer that they took him through, you know, just in order to do what was necessary for his children. And I hear that story far too much of how the court system just straight dogged them out. And I think there needs to be a reexamination of the whole child support system. Carla, do you have any views on this topic?
Yes, I do. I pay child support, and my son's mother don't give the money to him, basically. She just pays her bills with it. That's what I think. But I also do for my son also, but I don't think that she gives him the money. Most women that I know, they give their child the money, and he's in college now. So, it needs a re-examination.
Okay, and that's another question, and another concern. What is the money for? Because I hear that a lot of, you know, like I have one friend, and the man, the father, he gave her a certain amount of money and then never wanted to take the children to get their hair cut, right? He felt like she should pay for that that's what I give you child support for. He wouldn't buy the children Christmas presents. That's what I give you child support for. You know, it's like the woman needs that money to pay for necessities like, you know, bills and shoes and clothes, and then the school is always sending stuff and they need stuff. But there are a vast majority of women who take that money and getting a $500 bag of hair, you know, getting their nails done, getting their toes done, feeding their boyfriends and going out to eat and doing what they do, and the money is not really, you know, all of the money is not spent necessarily on the support of the child. And,
may I interject for just a moment? There are lots of women,
ma'am,
who don't feel comfortable walking into a barbershop with their sons. I mean, that's kind of like a bonding thing between a father and son. You know what I'm saying? If it's a boy. That's a bonding thing between the two of them. I frequent many barbershops myself. You should know that. But there are many times I see women just drop their sons off and come back. You know, where when I see the guys that walk in with their sons, they're sitting there, you know, if they're young enough, they're holding them on their lap while they're getting their haircuts or whatever. And, you know, a lot of it is about bonding time. I'm not saying that there aren't women that don't use, that misappropriate the funds. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, certain things are gender appropriate.
Right. I agree. I mean, I thought that it was kind of dirty of him not wanting to take his son to get their hair cut because he gives her child support.
Mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. no matter what the situation is. She got a car, and he was upset, like, hey, what you doing with my money? Like, she got to get them around. Like, the children going to practice, and, you know, they got to go to the doctors, and she needs to get back and forth to her job. And it's like, you know, it's just sad sometimes on both ends.
The spending, you know? I don't have children myself, but I see from the people that I know, the spending is, it's unlimited. I mean, you're spending. You're constantly spending. Constantly.
Talking about as the custodial parent.
Yeah. You're constantly spending.
That's true. So Carla, let me ask you. If it was the other way around, would you, and you had custody of your son, would you expect her to pay?
I don't think I would. I mean, I love my son. I wouldn't be asking for it. I don't think I would. I don't feel that I would. I just try my best to provide for my son. I don't think it would be an issue.
I mean, being a woman that makes my own money, and if I did have children, I would expect the father figure to come by, if not every weekend, every other weekend, to bond with his son mm-hmm. to the barbershop. That's just the way it is. I mean, a gentleman, if he had a daughter, I would expect, if he had custodial rights, I would expect the mother to pick up the young lady to go and get her nails done or her hair or whatever. I just mm-hmm. think that certain things are gender specific. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's just the way, it's the way I grew up. So I'm basing, I guess, upon how I grew up.
My
dad provided, but he didn't take me. He didn't take me to the beauty salon. My mom did. They were together, mm-hmm. no doubt. But my mother was the one that was her responsibility. She took us shopping and she took us to get our hair done, my sister and I. So I don't know. To each their own.
Yeah, that when we grew up. Earlier, my brothers and I, my stepfather used to take them to get their hair cut. That was something that he handled. It definitely is gender specific.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really thought we would get more callers. And the number here is 516-595-8322. We are discussing should the child support system be reexamined. And, you know, some of the questions that were asked were, why do people use their children as weapons? Should a woman have to pay child support? And just exploring the whole child support system as it is. Now, let me ask you, you mentioned that your son was in college. Do you think that you should still have a legal obligation as far as being in the system once your son graduates high school? Or do you agree with that? That's a lot of interference. Or do you agree with, you know, still providing for the child as long as their child is still in school?
Well, the law of Mississippi lasts until he's 21. I have one more year next year. In December, it'll be over with. But what was your question again? I'm sorry.
I was asking, do you think that it should be cut off once they graduate from high school, like at 18? You know, because I hear a lot of men saying, oh, once you get 18, that's a wrap. But it really isn't over at 18, because if that child decides to go to college.
No, it's not. That's forever.
It should be forever, but I'm talking about legally if you're in the system. It is forever.
I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. I mean, I provide.
You don't agree with paying while they're still in the college?
Well, I'm paying now. He's in college. I mean,
yeah,
I don't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the fact that I just know that it's not going to him. I mean, he's in college. When he comes home, he stays with her. But at the same time, I don't think he sees the money. I mean, of course, she's doing stuff for him, and I do stuff for him. But still, I don't think he gets the majority of that money. She's paying her
bills. Now that he's not in the house full time.
Right.
Okay, I see that. That's a slippery slope too, you know. That's a slippery slope too. I don't know how I would feel in that instance. I have to do something about the interference. I don't know what to do. I went online all day trying to figure out how I could cut this interference. I think as a parent, I would be very upset if I was the person who had to pay child support and I knew that my child was no longer in the home on a full-time basis, like 90% of the year they're not there, and I'm paying like $300-$400 a month for child support, and my child is still calling me talking about some, I'm hungry. Can I get some food? Can you send me this? Can you send me that? And you know you're going to do it because they're doing what they're supposed to do, but I think I would be upset in that situation too, real talk. You know? So I think
a lot of that has to do with also knowing who you are having a child with. I think that has a lot to do also knowing who you are having a child with. Meaning,
but you don't always know that.
I know you don't always know, but now having conscious conversations with your children and guiding them and, you know, saying, hey, you know, have protective sex, you know, make sure, you know, you've got something solid with whomever you're having a kid with. Because I personally wouldn't want to have a tie with someone for the rest of my life that I wasn't with. I mean, I just,
you know, because I had my children young, you know, I was like 19.
Mm-hmm.
And 20 something.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was 19 and 25 or 19 and 24. And, you know, choosing a man at 16, 17 to marry, you don't really know how to do that. You don't know how to choose a man. But to, and I hear men say that all the time, you chose that man to have a baby from. You know, when a person first comes into your life and you talking about having a baby from a, you all enamored, everything is new and it's good. You can't possibly foresee that years down the line, this person would abandon you and that child and their responsibility to the child that y'all made. How could you possibly see that? Maybe today if you would get up with a deadbeat dude who don't have a job or something like that, you know, you kind of know what you're getting. But, you know, that kind of always gets to me when I hear men say that, you know, these women are out here having children and you chose the man and now you're stuck with the baby. Like, why should I be stuck? You know what I'm saying? Because I thought that this person would at least be true to what of them, regardless of whether you with me or not, you know. And just as a lot of women get mad when the man leaves them, and the man is like, well, I didn't, you know, the woman will say, well, you abandoned your children. And the man is like, no, I left you. I didn't leave my children. You know, it's like for me, I couldn't have possibly foreseen that this man that I loved and married and had babies from would just stay later for them. Who could see that? Or same thing with a man who gets with a woman. And, you know, they have a wonderful sex. And, you know, most times the relationship starts off as that. You know, you have good sex with a person. You don't really know the person. You know what I'm saying? But you tend to have sex with the person. Welcome to the show, 610. But you have sex with the person, or you get to know them and you think that your relationship is good. And then next thing you know, you have a baby from this woman or two or three. And she turned out to be a stray demon. You know, And I know that this has happened to, you know, several good men in my life, you know, particularly, you know, both of my brothers are good men. You know, they want to be involved in their children's life. And the one brother, you know, I mean, the women he kid are just crazy. They white women, but I'm just saying, not saying that, you know, but just goes to show that it's not just black women. You know what I'm saying? You know, these white women are straight up crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm watching this dude love his babies, want to be in his children's life, and these women are just straight demons. You know what I'm saying? And use the children against the man. You know, how? How you do that? And the man want to be in the child's life, doing everything that they can to keep the child safe and be involved and, you know, pay the child support. And even if they're paying child support, they're not punishing the child by not being in the child's life.
What about the other brother?
Well, again, like I said, even the other brother who pays child support, brother, even the other brother who pays child support still spends time with his child. He does not let the fact that he has to pay child support, he didn't let that interfere with his relationship with his son. He still was involved in his son's life on a consistent basis. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, not just there because he get visitation rights, but because he honestly loved his son and wanted to be in his life and be an influence in his life. So, you know, but, I mean, I can't speak about the other brother's baby mama because, you know, I think that they have done a wonderful job of co-parenting, you know. I mean, and if I had to give examples of co-parenting in the black community, I could go to them too because my nephew has been wonderfully raised. He has had both parents in his life. You know, there was no conflict of, you know, the woman saying, well, you can't see your son if you ain't paying this. And there was no instance of him saying, well, I'm not coming to get him, but I pay child support. So, yeah, like I said, I think both of my brothers are very good men when it comes to their children, but one just happened to get crazy chicks, you know. So
can't help who you love, friend. Can't help who you love.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that you can, because there are early signs if a guy or a woman is kind of twisted
when I was saying about know who you're dealing with. And you saying...
Yeah, they're...
You got signs, man. Know who you're dealing with.
Yeah, well, for me, I don't think there was any sign. You know, I'm just saying, there, you know, for me in that time...
Sometimes there can be signs, but you can... You will ignore them.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
No doubt. Yeah. Complete.
That's what she's saying. Mm-hmm.
You know it.
Overlook it. I had to do that. I remember with my first husband and dealing with the child support situation, I remember me and the other woman, the other baby mama, her and I having this conflict, and it wasn't until my relationship was over with him, and he wasn't in my children's life, that I had to turn around and look at her and completely look at her from a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? I got somebody on. Oh yeah, okay. That was you 228. I had to put you on mute for a little bit because the static is really loud. 610. Do you have anything that you want to add to the conversation on the reexamined child support? And we've went through a few things in terms of the children being used as weapons. Should a woman have to pay? You know, should the man or the other parent have to pay when the child is in college? We went through a few things. Do you have any insights on this conversation?
Not really, but I do believe it's necessary for both parents to pay it, regardless of if the child is with the father, if the child is with the mother. I have a college student, and I would prefer my husband to continue to pay and support her while she's in school until she's 26. I will continue to support her. She's at graduated, but she's in grad school, but I still think she needs support. So I have to pay, mm-hmm. he have to pay.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay. That's the same thing Roz thought. So if your husband had custodial rights over your daughter back in, you know, before she went into college, mm-hmm. do you think it would be right for him to expect child support from you?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. I should have had to pay if he had custody of her. I have to help her live. I have to help provide for her.
You know, that's the same thing. That's the same thing Rob said too. And you know, I thought from my perspective, I don't think a man should have his hand out. Not that I, as a woman, that I wouldn't help provide for my child, because you know, as women, we most times we do. You're gonna do what you need to do. But I think for a man to be expecting a check to come from a woman, you know, man, fuck that up. Are you really gonna go down here and put me on child support?
I'm just,
maybe I come from an era where all the men worked and the men were providers and all of the women worked. I just don't think that's cool. Not my idea of what a real man is. You sitting around waiting on her to send you a check, bro, for real? Like, for real? You know what I'm saying? That's just like, that's retarded to me. You know what I mean?
But in today's society, you don't have them kind of men. There's a whole different breed out here. And a lot of them don't make no money. A lot of them don't make no money, ain't doing right no way, but If he got the child, I think we should be able to help him provide for the child.
Okay.
That's just me thinking.
I mean, that's everybody. I'll cut from a different cloth, because I would be so angry. I would be feeling like Mary J. Blige around this mug, or Toni Braxton.
I get it.
You know how I know how a man feel on child support, because I have my check garnished for emergency room bill. Like, Oscars really did sue me, bro. And I'm the only person in America that I know that had to actually got sent to court to pay the emergency room bill. So these people was taking $500 a paycheck from me, and I was feeling like a brother on child support. I was mad as hell. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, if it wasn't the government in my pocket, then I had these other people got to share my check. And I'm so serious. I was feeling like, a lot, forgive me, but I was feeling like, I'm going to get on child support. I was like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? I was so angry. You know what I mean? But, I don't know. I would, if a man, if he did have custodial rights over my child, for whatever reason, I still would make sure that my child had shoes, and I would call and, you know, want to keep abreast of what's going on in my child's life. And, you know, I would ask him, you know, does she need anything? But I, you know, definitely would ask my child, like, for school, do you need anything? Is there anything I can do for you? But for you to call my behind down there to the white folks and put me on child support and you're a whole man, yeah, you're going to be looking real suspect to me. But, you know, that's just, like you said, they're not making men the caliber of men that were my grandfather or, you know, the men that I grew up seeing, you know.
Right.
But, so, again, you know, it's something because you would think that because I, you know, I had a child support case and I never collected the money until, like I said, until my daughter got into high school and wanted her money. It just was a pride thing for me, you know. But then, but now as an adult, I mean, not as an adult, but now as a grandmother, you know, I'd be looking at my daughter like, why you want to put him on child support? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
right.
And I think she is as proud as I am. You know what I'm saying? She's like, Mama,
mm-hmm.
what's that going to do? You know? So, you know, I can't really be upset with her because that's the same pride that I had, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
good. Yeah, because, you know, I'm quick to tell her, you need to haul him down there and put him on child support. Like, Mama, you know, like, that's going to do something. You know, he still ain't going to pay it. And then what? You're going to be thrown into the system? I'm like, I don't care. She's like, well, I'm not doing that. But for me, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at
mm-hmm.
her struggle. You know,
right.
I'm looking at her struggle taking care of her son by herself, you know. And she's like, I'm good, I got it. And I, like I said, I can't really argue with her because I had the same sentiment. You know, they gave, look, when I was at the child support getting my divorce, the judge was like, $100? She was like, does this man work? And I was like, yes, ma'am. She's like, well, we're going to have to postpone the divorce to get a modification. I was like, hold up, please, ma'am. I've been waiting to get divorced 7 years. I don't care about that $100. I don't care about that. I have an excellent job. I just want to be free. You understand? And she said, are you sure? She said, well, I will go ahead and grant you the divorce if we have to get this modified because $100 is no money. And when I tell you, I ain't never looked back. I didn't care. That it had piled up to dang near $11,000 by the time my daughter had me go back to get their arrears. And I could have cared less about that little $100, which by the time they gave me the check and the child support people took their $4, it was $96. What was I going to do with that? I used to get that to my daughter and let her go skating with that before, you know what I'm saying? Let her have that little, her weekend little play money or something. What I'm going to do with $96? That's like less than $23 a week. You can keep that. But, again, everybody don't have that type of pride, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I could have went back all those years and got a modification and, you know, let me pump it up to $200-$300. Man, I ain't want that. The mere fact that some other man or woman, it was a woman judge, had to make you pay me for what we created, man, you can keep that. You can keep that. But I definitely appreciate all of the feedback. I want conscious conversations to be just that, conversations that raise our level of consciousness and bring out, you know, certain things that happen in our community that affects all of us or we know people whom it's affecting. Next week I plan on having a brother who is inside of the system. And this whole jail system that's going on with these dudes with phones, I'm like tripping. You know, I mean, I know so many brothers now who have phones, and it's like, I can't just talk all day and chill. It's like, well, maybe if they were paying the guards what they should pay them, you know, you wouldn't have these privileges. But I'm trying to get him to come on Wednesday. And he has this whole campaign online to free Quiam. So I'm going to be talking to him next week and just find out, you know, he's in prison in Mississippi. And, you know, I guess he's basically on a plantation. So I want to talk with him about that. That's what show I'm planning for next Wednesday. I hope I can make that happen. I also am trying to get a brother on who has had a second chance in the system, and he was exonerated. He was actually given clemency, and now he works in the DA's office. I used to work with him at Harris, and I'm trying to get him on. Also, hopefully I can get both of them on the same show. That would be really, really wonderful. Tonight is Friday night, and again, you know, I have been trying. I'm working really, really hard to get a couple of Trump supporters on, and that's going to be a very, very, very interesting conversation. I'm really trying to get the dude to come on, him and another guy that I used to work with. We've always wanted to sit down and have these conversations, and now that I have the platform, I'm trying to bring them in, and that's going to be a great, great, great conversation. So please do continue to tune in. Is there anything anybody wanted to say in regards to, also next week, I want to do a show on the Cinderella syndrome. Does anyone know what the Cinderella syndrome is?
No,
When you think you're going to Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear what you got to say. Go ahead.
The Cinderella syndrome is when a woman expects a man to come in and rescue her. Like the knight in shining armor syndrome.
The bullshit.
I'll tell you
man,
what,
that shit ain't real. That's some crazy white shit. That shit don't exist. That shit ain't real.
Oh,
not on this earth.
Oh,
that's
the truth. It happens for some people though.
The dude's gonna come in a carriage. Gonna come in a horse and a carriage.
I'm gonna be standing by the doorway. I can't see it. I want to believe, but I have got to the point in my life where I don't believe either. I think it's, I mean, I am, you know, I think it sets you up for a bunch of disappointment. Have you mad at the world, God and everybody else, because you thought this dude was going to come in and do something. You know what I'm saying? So, but is it mm-hmm. wrong to expect that, you know, in today's society? Is it wrong for a woman to want to be taken care of? And is that realistic for women to want to be taken care of? You know, am I unrealistic because I don't want to get married I don't want to get married because I don't see the point, you know. I just don't see the point. Like, am I going to get to keep my money? You know what I'm saying? And you pay these bills? Because it's not like, why am I doing this again? I mean, I can do this by myself, and, you know, it's like, this is my personal opinion. I don't need a roommate. You know, you want, you know, 50% of the rent, but you want to control 100% of me. So how about if you get 50% of the rent, then you get 50% of the sex over here, because I just don't get that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need a roommate. You know, a man is supposed to provide food, clothing, and shelter, period. You're going to at least pay the rent and the water, bare minimum. You got to pay the water bill after you climb
the bottom.
I got to have some hot water. The bare minimum is the rent and the water. Bare minimum. My shelter, and to make sure that I can clean
my
ass after you get out of it.
My bear is bigger than that. It's bigger than that.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, for me, that's the bare minimum. That's the least that you could do. I expect more, but that's why I'm by myself. I'm saying, because these expectations is just not getting met. You know, men want roommates. And don't get me wrong, I am very realistic. You know, I do know that it takes two in today's economy. But certain things, they don't have to be boundaries set. So I do want to explore that and discuss that next week, this whole notion of the Cinderella syndrome, because I think that...
What is it you want to explore, Cinderella?
I want to explore if number one, if women are still expecting that they should be rescued, or are they expecting to be rescued? And men, do men want to be the saviors? Do they find it delusional for a woman to expect them to come in and save them? You know, I want to explore the whole situation, because sometimes, like I said, that there's a thin line between pimping and preaching. There's a very thin line between tricking and treating. You don't know, you know, what it is. Is it wrong for a woman to expect a man to come in and take care of her? You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's wrong, because... And in Islam, that's what a man's supposed to do. He's supposed to expect a man to maintain. Mm-hmm. That's his God-given duties to provide, period. So, you know, but in today's society, things are different. You know, a woman is expected mm-hmm. to help provide. But I don't know, I don't see nowhere in the Bible, nowhere in the Quran, where it says a woman is supposed to help provide. Just keep it real. Show me where God said it. Like, whatever I can contribute to the house is supposed to be charity. You're laughing, but I really feel like that. Because in other cases, I could be out here handling and surviving on my own. Not that I don't want to help my man achieve whatever it is he's trying to achieve, and we do these things together, but I understand that, oh, yeah, you're going to pay this rent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're going to do that. Ain't no, I got your hand stuck out for my half. What, I look like your roommate? No.
But, so what happens if it's two women?
If it's two women, then that's different. We pay half. I lived in a relationship like that for 20 years. I don't expect this woman to take care of me. She's not digging in me. You know, a vagina has wear and tear. You're not going to be just bouncing in and out of me, stretching myself out of proportion and using me up and then go on to a younger version. And you want half? Man, get out of here. I'm saying.
I'm dead.
I'm just saying, no. So, but you have women, don't get me wrong, you do have women who take on a more dominant role in a relationship, and other women may expect that woman to take on the wrong role of a man. But that's why I don't deal with women anymore, because I'm not your man and I'm not your part-time job. You understand what I'm saying? We both out here trying to get it and survive. So you need to have your hair.
I'm sorry.
if it's a double standard, you know what I'm saying? But the two are not the same. The goose and the gander are not the same. So in that instance, what's good for the goose and for the gander is not the same thing, because you understand what I'm saying? If we two women, then don't look for me to provide your everything. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do this together. And not that me and this man can't do this together, but me and this man, we can do this together. I'm going to go ahead and take care of, you know, like the insurance. I'll buy some food in the house. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do some, I'm going to decorate, beautify the house, you know. But as far as, like, the hard get up, like rent, like water, like life, like the necessities. Man, get out of here.
That's what they call it, not a hard get up. The hard get up.
Wait. The hard get up. Yeah, the hard get up. Like, you know, the necessities of life. Like, you don't have to provide me cable. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not mad if my man don't want to provide me cable or satellite. That's a luxury. But you're going to pay this water bill. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad if you don't put me in a car that's the best car. I'll take something that's paid for. I'll take a little Toyota, you know what I'm saying, a Kia. I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? You can go down to the auction and get it. That's not even your job to provide transportation for me. But it is your job to make sure that I have light, water, and shelter. And you know what I'm saying? And I would say food, but I'll put in on food. I don't, you know, there are certain things that I would do. I'll help pay the insurance on the vehicle.
I must be jaded on this.
I don't know, Rob.
If you go provide the luxuries, I'm good, but I got the rest.
If you could provide the what?
I mean, you know, those luxuries, certain luxuries. I call them luxuries.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But the woman should put in those terms.
The necessities, I got that.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying, that a man should have the necessities regardless of whether he have a woman or not. This is stuff that you already have to pay. And then you want some live-in, excuse the expression, Allah forgive me, but you want some live-in pussy and you want half of the bills? Man, get up out of here. Nah, I'm good. I'm going to be right over here. You know what I'm saying? You're not ready for the responsibility of a woman and a family if you got your hand stuck out for half. Sorry. Well, that is the end of our show. I have less than 90 seconds. So, again, hopefully next week we'll get into some very, very deep and beautiful conversations. I do want to thank, you know, all of y'all. I think that's 610. Miss Stephanie, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Miss Stephanie and Preston and Roz, I definitely thank y'all for joining me for this conscious conversation. Please do tune in next Wednesday at 7 p.m. In the mornings, I usually drop my morning cup of tea, which is the 15 power minutes of things that I think are important to, you know, brighten your day or enhance your day. So, again, this is the J to J with my co-host, Roz, and we thank y'all. We definitely are working on the platform. So, again, y'all have a wonderful night. And, again, thank y'all very, 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 very much for calling in so we could discuss these things and I wouldn't have to talk by myself. So, I'll see y'all next week. And thank you for being real.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.